News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Lorraine Heskin. She's the founder of the Gourmet Food Parlour, a business we know well. You're very welcome, Lorraine. How are things?
Thanks for having me, Bobby. I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good. Now, lovely to see you again, but let's go back to all the way to a small village in County Galway, where it all began. Tell us about your early years. I know you went to UL and you worked in Roach's stores in the early days.
I did indeed. Well, I come from a small village called Barna in County Galway. Very proud Galway woman. And my first job was at Roach's stores. When I was in fourth year in secondary school, I used to work in the tills in the supermarket back in the day, every Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And it was the start of my working career, I suppose. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Loved the interaction with people. And it was a super start for me.
Great. Now, you worked with IBM, but I was interested in your 4 years in New York. Again, it's a cracking city. It's a city I love. I'm not sure it's a city I'd like to live in, but I always love to visit it. But you were there for 4 years. And again, in your earlier years. So that must have, I suppose, been great experience for what you do now.
Oh, it was exceptional. Look, yeah. I think New York really made me the person I am today from a career perspective and gave me a lot of the love and the ideas that I had for setting up Gourmet Food Parlour. And when I landed there, I was a small fish in a very big pond. And, you know, it gave me the threshold to kind of stand up and say, OK, I'm here, I'm going to make my chance. And that's when I started working in the food business there, because I'm not a qualified chef and I didn't have that background before. So I started working for a great Irish company who imported English and Irish foods to the east coast of the States. And I started working on the streets, practically walking the streets of Manhattan. I could write a song about it, selling the products over there. And it was a fantastic start for me. And I kind of worked my way up in my career over there for the 4 years. So it was great.
And it's a city with amazing energy, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I love America and I love the people over there. They're so patriotic. And I think the Irish people are the same. So that gives you kind of really good values when you're living over there as well.
Yeah. Tell us then about, setting up the Gourmet Food Parlour in 2006. You came back with an idea. You've built the business nicely now over the last 15 years. So maybe tell us a bit about the evolution of that business.
Well, when I came back from America, I worked for Jacob Fruitfield for a couple of years to kind of settle in. But I think there was always a kind of a spark in me. I can't even explain it. There was always something where I always felt I wanted to have my own business. But up until then, and until my time in New York, I probably didn't even realise what I really wanted to do. But my love of food really came out when I lived in America and when we were entertaining clients, and just the passion and the vastness of food over there. And it just kind of sparked an idea in me. So when I came home, I kind of thought about it. And that's where I suppose the evolution of where Gourmet Food Parlour came from.
So ideas were actually America led with brunches and that kind of food culture.
Definitely. And I was obsessed with walking into the markets and the supermarkets and the cafes and the delis and the restaurants. It just, everything was just so magical over there. And that gave me that spark of idea. I mean, I've always loved food. I love being around it. I love eating it. I love enjoying it. And I love looking at it. I love that wow factor when a plate comes to the table and somebody says, "Oh, wow, that's amazing." There's a lot of goodness that can come from food, and 15 years later, we're just 15 years in business this week, and this year. So it's still as passionate in me as it was back then.
And the seventh location that you're going to open later this year, where is that going to be?
It's in County Meath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, location to be confirmed.
Okay.
But it's still a little bit of a secret, but I'm very excited, very excited about it. So it's great to be expanding out from Dublin. So proud to have my restaurants in Dublin, obviously in my hometown in Galway as well. But I'm delighted. I live in Meath as well. So it's an exciting one.
I wanted to take the opportunity to ask you, when you're here, about, you know, the hospitality front line, let's call it. The difficulties have been very public. You've been open, you've been closed, you've indoor dining, outdoor dining, you've restrictions. The last 18 months have got to have been very challenging.
Oh, they have. They really have, you know. And when I look back on March 2020 and the Sunday, I remember March the 15th that I made the decision to close down. It was early, but I felt this sense of, you know, there was a nervousness between staff and customers. And since then, it's been a roller coaster. But I will put it this way, Bobby, it has made me realise, I suppose, the strengths that are in my business. It has allowed the team that have been working with me to reflect, to take a step back and to look at what we're really good at and to really kind of bring in new factors. Like, for example, I didn't have any business online pre-COVID, and it was something that I said, oh, I'll do that 2 or 3 years down the line. COVID forced me to do that, yeah. You know, and it's a survival. You go into fight or flight mode. You know, you've worked so hard in your business and you're not going to give up. You're going to wake up every morning and you're going to continue to fight, especially for the team that work for you. We have an incredible team in Gourmet Food Parlour. I'm so proud of them. And it was, you know, and it was them that worked with me all the way through to keep it going. And we really turned things around. We also created a new brand called Gourmet Gifts, which is a fantastic online Irish gifting website. Really, really proud of that, where we focus on so many amazing Irish products throughout the country of all the talents that are around Ireland, food and non-food. So look, it has been challenging. There are days where I thought, will we survive? But there are also days where I said, yes, we're going to survive because yeah. This is magical. So it was good.
And what do you think the legacy of the pandemic will be around hospitality? Do you think that outdoor dining in some form is here for good? Or do you think we'll, in 2 years' time, we'll be back to the way we were?
Well, you know, outdoor dining, I think, has created a massive new phenomenon. And credit to every restaurant and bar in the country who has invested so much time and money into creating these beautiful spaces outdoors. And, you know, and what I've really noticed this week since we opened for indoor dining is that customers, not even dependent on whether they have a COVID cert or not, they want to dine outside. Yeah. They're so excited. They love it. And I think, I don't know if that will just last for the summer. I think it'll go beyond that because we have created these spaces that, you know, we are living in Ireland, let's not forget. So we're not in the Costa del Sol. We have created these spaces where we have heaters and overhead umbrellas and all of that.
And people now dress for the occasion.
They do,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's blankets and hot water bottles just in case yeah. You need them. So I think that's here to stay. And I mean, again, I love the whole concept as well of being able to dine in a restaurant, but sometimes that's not possible for younger families with kids that mightn't have babysitters. So I think the whole takeaway side of business has really taken off as well. And I think that's been magical. And also the food boxes that that have been created over the last, say, 18 months. That's been another great part of the sector as well. So I think they'll all be here to stay. From my own perspective, when I think about, say, takeaway or deliveries, you know, that would put pressure on my kitchens. So it will be a balance between the two. Like, fundamentally, we're a restaurant business with a catering section as well. But, you know, I think all of that will be here to stay, which is positive.
We were talking earlier about the strain around available staff in hospitality. Can you tell us again, from your own experience, how challenging that is currently?
It has been, Bobby. There's no doubt about it. I think it's been challenging for everybody. I'm very, very lucky that my core team have been with me all the way through the pandemic. However, there have been people who've left the industry, and there are also people who are looking to join it. So there are people out there, but it is a tougher battle to try and find the talented people that are there. But, you know, look, we'll get there. We'll all get there. And I think for a lot of restaurants as well, you know, they have decided not to reopen for indoor because of the pressures of that. And yeah. I fully understand that. So I think you have to be really, really ready yourself. Your team has to be ready. And there has to be that element of confidence there before you reopen.
Finally, you wanted to tell me, I wanted to ask you about working with the Olympics. Tell me more.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great year for us, I have to say. And we're very, very lucky and blessed to work with the Olympic Council of Ireland this year and work with some of the athletes in the run up to Tokyo 2020. So that's been great. Our catering division is very sports focused. And we have lots of other, elements to the department as well. But the sports focus has been great. And we're very proud to work with all the athletes and all the sports teams that we work with throughout.
So does that mean, you know, delivering food boxes, high nutritional values and very specific dietary requirements for elite athletes?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. All of that. Yeah.
Yeah, great. So are you optimistic very finally about business going forward now that you've reopened?
Absolutely. I'm excited to reopen. You know, you miss the energy in the restaurants, and I think the team have missed that as well. And just to, you know, I walked into one of my restaurants the other day and there was people sitting down. I thought, oh no, that's not right. Oh no, it is. It's okay now. You know, it was nearly something that wasn't acceptable for so long. But I'm very, very excited to reopen it, and I'm very much so looking forward to the future.
Well, listen, Lorraine Heskin, the founder of the Gourmet Food Parlour, what a pleasure to have you here in with us in studio today. Thanks very much for joining us, and we wish you every success on your reopening, and what a great business you run.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Thanks for having me.